while the rest of the team was essentially ejaculating champagne all over him.
A little too much like semen. His first name is the most masculine thing about him.
Hello and welcome. My name is Brian Beckner. This is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast from theballerlifestyle.com. Stoked that you're in the mix with us, joining us today. Episode 190, coming up on 200. In no way is that depressing. Episodes of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Reach out to us, email the show, become a friend of ours. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. You can also leave us a voicemail. Many people promise to leave us voicemails. They reach out on the Twitter platform and they say, hey, I'm going to call you. And then they never do. So I don't know. It's a little bit more intimidating. I know that, but you should try it. 949-464-TBLS is the number to call to leave us a message. There's always the Facebook page, which is I heard someone say that we should have a group. We have a Facebook page, the Baller Lifestyle Podcast on Facebook. But I heard we also need a group, because then that then people comment on there and it shows up in everybody's. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. I shouldn't have brought it up because I'm not like real technical, as you guys probably know. Okay. Also, iTunes. Go to iTunes and subscribe to the show and rate the show, review the show there. That's pretty cool. And patreon.com if you'd like to make a financial contribution, a small donation to the show. You can do it there. patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. And we have a very special, we've already recorded it. It will probably be up in the next day or so. We did some special Patreon content where Ed Daly and I reviewed and discussed I was thinking about it. It might be the first real reality TV moment. Of course, I'm talking about the famous 1976 episode of Battle of the Network Stars, in which Bob Conrad loses his actual mind over the results of a relay race. So check that out. Patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. Become a patron there so you can hear us dissect that video. Joining me now, of course, it is Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing well. We were just chatting before the show, yes. And I see on ESPN.com that the men's soccer team, their World Cup hopes are in danger.
Yep.
And I wondered, is it bad that I'm cheering for Trinidad over America?
No, it isn't, because it's not even the game of soccer, which doesn't hold very much interest for me, but I don't know. It's that people are so evangelical about it.
They insist. It's the best sport.
But they're just way into it, and they have to talk about it, and it has to be a thing, and they have to use the USMNT hashtag to talk about it. And I just I don't know why. But it really just annoys me.
When I see that hashtag, I think Ninja Turtles for some reason.
Yes. There you go.
TMNT.
Yes, I get it. So I'm kind of with you. Also,
I don't know. Yeah. Like, for me, when I watch the Olympics, I love the Olympics, and I'll cheer for, the American sprinting or something, or some random event. But I don't give a shit about the men's basketball team.
No, I openly root against
why
them.
Why are we clinging to hope of beating Trinidad in a sport?
Yeah.
No, it's like, well, it's over. We have other resources. It's like, still, if you divide our country in like 1,000, we should still have more resources than Trinidad.
Oh, of course. We should be much better.
It doesn't make sense that what is this, an upset if we beat Trinidad in something? I don't know. I'd rather the underdog win.
And they're like, but our best athletes, the problem is our best athletes all play other sports. But the thing is, our 20th best athletes should be able to beat Trinidad.
Of course. It just, it doesn't, I don't know. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I don't. I don't give a shit. Also, this is for, I believe this is for the World Cup that's going to be in Qatar, where they used slave labor to build all the facilities, and they bribed FIFA.
The single most depressing real sports I've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's 120 degrees there, and it's,
and just, it's just sending the people. Nepalese guys back in body bags.
Yeah.
Like, they work, and then it's like, all right, send us another worker, because this one died in the extreme heat and we gave him a bucket to shit in. Yeah, that's all.
It's great.
And then this weekend again, and we don't have to get into the protest aspect of it. I mean, no. It's just more white. These white guys won't stop commenting on race. Mike Ditka, like, we all laugh at him because
he's a fucking idiot.
Punch drunk old guy, but like, whatever. He's saying ridiculous things and should be stopped. We got the VP, who nobody should be on board with. He's become the same, you know, stunt clown that the president is.
Very
that
stupid. Like,
I mean, $250,000 to protest the protest. But the biggest asshole of the week, and by far, is fucking that facelifted ghoul Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
Saying none of the players are allowed to protest because they need to learn consequences. And I was thinking, this is the dude. Remember, it was like a year or two ago. He's just groping like 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
He's still married. No consequence there. Right. How about when he gave $12 million to Greg Hardy right after he had beaten up the chick and thrown her on a pile of gun? No consequences. Like, fuck that guy. He is the worst. He's the worst owner. He's even worse than Daniel Snyder or Kraft. He's the worst of all of these guys.
Well, and it's just so condescending too, because he's like, oh, these little boys need to learn consequences because I'm so fucking woke and enlightened. You know, you're from fucking Arkansas. Go fuck yourself. Like, all you had to do, this whole thing would go away. It just wouldn't be an issue if the other side didn't talk about it.
Right, but it's always the same type of person protesting it.
Yeah.
It's always like older white guys.
Yeah.
And so, like, I get it. I totally understand what type of guy is doing it, because I've told you, I have friendships with some hardcore right wingers, and like, people believe that there's like no such thing as racism, like, or they've told themselves that. It's crazy.
Well, they're kind of like, get over it.
You know? They're like, hey, listen, there's like, one of the arguments was like, there's already been a black president, and there's a black Supreme Court justice. Yeah. How could there be institutional racism? Clarence Thomas is part of the argument? Like, what? It's just absurd. Racism exists, and if you know a black person or see a black person, ask them if racism exists. They'll let you know.
For sure. Exactly. Do you know the comedian W. Kamau Bell?
Yes.
I don't mean to steal his bit, but he has a fucking hilarious bit about how when a white person asks a black person if they're really sure that they experienced racism, they're like, "Are you sure? Are you sure it was racism?" He's like, "Well, that would be like me if you told me you had pizza for lunch, and I was like, are you sure it was pizza? Did it have all the characteristics of pizza? You're certain that you ate pizza." It's kind of like that, but much funnier.
Yeah. My sister is married to a black guy. So she has kids that are totally mixed race.
Yeah.
And like, she tells me crazy shit that like parents will say, like just weird shit that like, it just would never come up if it's, you know, white kids or white people. And it's like, people don't even realize how racist their condition. So it's like, white people just need to stay out of this argument.
I totally agree. Like, it's not our fight. And I'm definitely not going to fucking tell somebody how he needs to be more patriotic, or the flag doesn't mean what it should to him, because it means to him whatever it means to him. It doesn't mean the same thing to me. So have it mean what it means to you, and I'll have it mean what it means to me, and then go fuck yourself.
And Jerry Jones still can go fuck himself no matter what his stance is on anything.
And also go Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, I saw it's 2-1 now.
Is it just Trinidad, or is it Trinidad and Tobago?
Well, apparently, who knows shit about Tobago? I think they just get thrown in there because, like, where else are they going to go? But everybody right. knows it as Trinidad.
It's just
right?
Trinidad, and it's not. And Tobago is just like an add-on.
Yeah, it's probably some like island that nobody even notices, and they just put it in there.
Right, right. But I thought it was two halves of one. Or am I thinking of
like,
Haiti
like
and the Dominican
Hispaniola? Yeah,
yes, exactly. I went to the Dodger game this weekend, and I ran into Jay. Well, I met up with Jay Stu there for a bit, and he yeah. posted a picture to Twitter, and he said, "Caption this." And a lot of people were saying very rude things. That somebody said, "Is that your son?" to Jason about me.
Look it up.
That I could be
I
his.
Didn't see it.
That I could be his son. Two bags wearing rags.
Oh, no.
So rude. We had our Dodger gear on. Homeless man found wearing 88 World Series shirt. That's me. Is brought to game by Dodgers fan as a kind-hearted gesture. Kind what? Fan reported missing. What? Like I raped and murdered him? So rude.
I dig that shirt.
Yeah. About to be arrested for robbing a jewelry store in Santa Fe. People really like to make fun of my jewels. Yeah, I got that. Somebody, my buddy Spence gave me that shirt maybe like 20 years ago where he's like, hey, he's like my father-in-law. He was giving a bunch of stuff away. And he's like, and I saw this shirt and I know you're a huge Dodger fan. So I thought you'd have it. I thought you'd like it. And I'm like, yeah. And I never bust it out. I keep it, you know, put away. And but it was a special occasion, playoff game. So I busted out my 88 World Series, authentic 88 World Series shirt. Two LA guys pop Molly, then explore baseball. Like these are very rude comments. A couple of dorks. I get it. Man, Johnny Football is short. Well, that's me. Is that supposed to be me? Because I'm shorter?
You're Johnny Football. I guess.
Yeah, Johnny Football is a great athlete. Live, breathe, turquoise. Very good. Okay. Well, I appreciate everybody reaching out there. Also, I've been tweeting about this, Ed, and I'm not sure if you're in the mix, but I need you to listen to Dirty John, the podcast from the LA Times, a true crime podcast from the LA Times, because it is so fucking good and compelling. And it's six episodes. They're all like 45 minutes. And it's an interesting true crime story about a sociopath. And It's called Dirty John. Yeah. And, it's on the front page of iTunes. You'll see it right away. And to me, it's very compelling and everyone I've spoken to loves it. So, people besides Ed Daly, if you haven't checked out Dirty John, the podcast from the LA Times, really, really good. In the vein of Serial, really well produced. You know, first person interviews, 911 calls, like it's really well reported and well put together. And it's just a compelling narrative and a great story. So I would recommend
it. I will check it out. Also, people should check out Crime Town. It's about mobbed up Provincetown.
Oh,
not
see.
Providence. Provincetown is the flamboyant area of Cape Cod. No, Providence. Yeah, all mobbed up.
I'm going to write that down. My new thing is to make notes. So. Crime Town. I've written that down. Okay. All right. Anything else? Is there anything else we need to get to?
No, we're good.
We've done it all. Okay. Let's do some emails.
All right.
First email. Ballas. Heard my dear friend Brian and his dilemma on picking a new NFL team, and I have a few suggestions to help him. We discussed this last week, that I might have to abandon the formerly San Diego Chargers and now LA Chargers because they suck. They're owned by bad people. They have mostly bad players, except for on the defensive line. And they're just sad. They're just all over sad.
I watched some of that game this weekend because I was certainly hoping they would win. Yeah. And they do have great gear.
They have great gear. And it's so sad that on the defensive line they have, on the corners, on the ends, they have
Bosa's a stud.
Joey Bosa and that nose of his. He's an absolute monster. He's like another J.J. Watt or a guy with the potential to be another J.J. Watt. And then on the other side, they have Melvin Ingram that right. are just wrecking guys. They should be holding every team to about 17 points, but they're on the field for most of the game, so they tend to get a little winded.
They wreck whipped Eli pretty good this weekend.
Yeah, they did. They did have a win this weekend against the winless Giants, so I can't quit them yet. So that's what he's referring to. Heard my dear friend Brian and his dilemma on picking a new NFL team, and I have a few suggestions to help him. One, become a degenerate gambler, and your fave team changes based on how nice the line is. That's actually good advice. Yeah, B, having a specific team you cheer for means you cheer for something and is extremely bad for the look. Just my couple of pennies. Also, I support B's hashtag fuck fall agenda, because even though the trash season allows for more boat shoes, it means less flippies. Hashtag Paul. That's from our own walk off HPP. I appreciate that, Paul. Yeah.
Fall's the best.
One. Oh, I hate fall. Oh, it's the worst.
No, it's the best.
You got freezing.
You got Thanksgiving, college football. The weather starts getting better. It's perfect.
Better.
Cooler. Oh,
freezing cold. I almost have to wear it. I leave very early to go to my office in the morning. I leave like around 6:15. I leave my house because I have a bit of a commute. And I'm at the point where I might have to get a sweatshirt out because it's gotten a bit chilly in the mornings, like in the 60s.
Oh, that's
so beautiful. I might have to put a hoodie on, a bunny
60s.
Hug. I might have to wear a bunny hug to go to drive to work in the morning.
Oh, wait a second. While you're talking about bunny hug.
Yeah.
I read a term today that these are Americans. They say something crazy. Last night, a celebration on Monday Night Football, they're doing duck, duck, goose in the end zone.
Oh, I coordinated celebrations.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I wasn't on board with the actual celebration, but it was duck, duck, goose. You know the game.
Yeah.
Apparently in Minnesota, it's called duck, duck, gray goose.
What? For it's the vodka? Not,
no, I'm sorry, not gray goose. Not duck, duck, gray duck.
What? Duck,
it's,
duck,
it's gray not duck? Duck, duck, goose. Minnesotans, I mean, we must have some people. I specifically read they call it duck, duck, gray duck. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So when it's
not gray goose, gray
so
duck.
Like when it rains and you can't go out for recess in school, you have to stay in your fucking classroom for recess or lunch. And the teacher will always come up with a game, heads up, seven up.
Yeah.
There's one where you like throw the ball around the class. I can't remember what that's called. But also a real winner in the kindergarten, first grade realm is old duck, duck, goose. Do you mean to tell me that in Minnesota, they're like, hey, Gordon. Oh, that's my Canadian guy.
That's the same thing.
Hey, class.
Let's go to Mankato.
Since we can't do any ice fishing today, how about we play a game of duck, duck, gray duck?
Hey, Ragnar. You want to play? Play some duck, duck, gray duck.
Well, we did find out that Ragnar.
Yeah, we're closing in on him.
I believe
he's going to be on the show Chalitsky, soon enough.
Yeah, reached out to tell us that Ragnar was a hall monitor at a school. Crazy.
And his name was something like very ordinary.
Oh yeah, it's very
like Chris.
It's it was very
like not,
sad.
It was not like a crazy name
because it was exactly last week. And I've one, I think I just got wrong who sent the email, and two, I don't remember what Ragnar.
Yeah, I have no idea what his name was, but it was regular.
Yes, it was just it was yeah, it's like Larry. Name. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, gray duck, and that's America. Oh, so we're not talking sad. About like a part of Canada that we're not sure about. We're talking about America, and they're saying gray duck.
Well, it makes sense because it's the whole Coke, pop, soda, sofa, Davenport, couch thing. Davenport. It's like these. You know, dinner, supper. It's
pencil
these
crayons.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's just crazy. That's not nowhere in America do they call them pencil crayons or bunny hugs. Hey, son, get your bunny hug. Don't forget, it's there's a bit of a nip in the air, but make sure you're wearing your bunny hug. Imagine that. Okay. Thanks for that, Paul. Here's another one. Hey, B&E. Saw a listing on MLB auctions for a 5-minute phone call from Steve Garvey. Two questions. One, who bids on that listing? And B, which former or current big leaguer would you want to have a 5-minute conversation with? That's from Francis in Glendale, Salsa Roja guy. Okay.
that's a good question.
Yeah, you of course it would be Cal Ripken Jr. Right?
No, you're, I would. Oh no, I would like to talk to Otis Nixon and ask him what it's like living to be 200 years old.
Yes, that is that would be a good one. I would pick my guy, Mike Piazza, so we could talk Bordeaux's,
well, yeah, wine,
and Merlot's,
turtlenecks,
and where the best place to get your tips frosted is, and open shirts, and all that stuff.
How about maybe a call with Jay Buhner, ask him what it's like to go to Rain City Jacks.
Yes.
Hey, what was it like to go with Kenny Easley over to Rain City Jacks?
Edgar Martinez, you're the greatest designated hitter of all time. But more importantly, how was it to have an off day at Rain City Jacks?
What was Olden Polynesia's go-to move?
Did you ever, was it a little awkward running into Detlef Schrempf at Rain City Jacks? Man, that guy's tall.
Tom Chambers seems like he's into particular things.
Was he a Sonic?
He was for a little while.
I knew he was a Phoenix.
He was a Sun. He was a Sun. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. I think he was a Sonic for a little while.
No, I think so. I did. Speaking of my Twitter, I saw on Twitter the Houston Astros. I think I texted this to you. They on their Twitter feed. They won a series against the Boston Red Sox, which I find strange because they're in the National
League.
Yeah, I don't know why they're. I don't know if they're mixing things up this season or what. At the playoffs, they do a reseed or something. But last I checked, the Houston Astros were in the National League Central. But beyond that, they won their series to move on to the American League Championship Series, and they were celebrating in the locker room.
Yeah.
And this former Dodger, Josh Reddick, was really celebrating. He was so happy. He was jumping around in a American flag Speedo.
Yeah, nobody gets all upset about that disrespect.
It's pretty disrespectful. It's pretty. He should have been. He at least he wasn't kneeling. But I didn't see the rest of the team saluting his cock and balls. Like, I think everybody
wanted to get a better look.
They were he was dancing around in his Speedo while the rest of the team was essentially ejaculating champagne all over him.
It did take it pretty far.
It was like so bukkake-ish that Japanese people were like, "Oh, that's disgusting." Yeah,
calm down, guys.
Right. I half expected to see Josh Reddick wrapped in cartoon tentacles at some point. Like, it was so bukkake-ish. So guys,
there were some Japanese guys that went and slept in their drawers unhappy that night when they saw that.
Yes, exactly. They went and passed out on the streets, drunk on the streets of Tokyo.
But not with a smile on their face.
No, not as normally happy as they were. I saw a couple people. I've never been to Japan, but people that I know have, and they're like, "Yeah, dude, Friday nights, like these guys work so hard all week that they just go get fucking annihilated, and they'll just like pass out on cars." And it's not like bums, not homeless people.
No, businessmen.
Yeah, it's like actual businessmen in $500 suits are just laying on the sidewalk, and no one even pays attention to them. Like, no one stops to help them or ask if they're okay. Everyone just steps over all these guys. And I saw on Instagram the other day a guy that was so drunk, passed out on the subway. The door would open, and his head would fall out when it went to a stop. And then the door would start closing on his head and it wouldn't close. It would come back open until somebody would grab him by the shirt and lift him up. But they would only lift him up enough that till the door closed, and then they would lean him against the door again till they got to the next stop. Man. And it would open and his dumb head would fall on the ground again. So I don't know.
It's not doing much for stereotypes.
that made me think of that. Okay. Thanks for that email. Francis in Glendale, Salsa Roja guy. Okay. Here's another one. Gents, in honor of Mitch Trubisky's debut, Mitch is a terrible name, by the way. Would Ed rather see what Trubisky is packing or what Mitch from Dazed and Confused is packing? Ed, I think we have a Daily's Choice.
We just stumbled into one.
Daily's Choice, it's a choice I made. Daily's Choice, watch me shiver while you shake.
In case you're new to the program, Daily's Choice is a game we play where Ed is confronted at urinals to either side of him with two well-known people. He has only a brief moment to decide whose dong he's going to check out. He has to make a choice. Ed, Mitch edition, Mitch Trubisky or Mitch from Dazed and Confused. Who's it going to be? Yeah.
Or the incoming freshman.
Yeah, he's a baseball pitcher.
Dude brought heat.
He's got long. Hey.
He already hooked up with an upperclassman.
It'd be a lot cooler if he had a joint.
That's right. People just gravitated towards him. He had like a confidence about him.
Yeah, he was. He took up his and
beating.
In the world.
He took his beating while his friends scattered in all directions. He just took his beating on his own.
Was Parker Posey his older sister?
No, it was a cute chick who really didn't go anywhere. At least I don't remember seeing her in anything. She was good looking. She was the girlfriend of Pink Floyd.
Right, Randall Pink Floyd. Yes, exactly. But
she was attractive, but I don't know what happened to her. Everybody else in that movie, pretty much everybody else was famous, but not her.
Yeah, or became famous, yeah, for sure.
But I'm definitely taking Mitch, the Texas incoming freshman. I mean, oh, really? I know he's underaged.
Yeah, but that is a little. I mean, you're not trying to jerk him off.
No, you're just having a glance. I have a feeling he's packing
because he's so confident.
Here's the problem with Mitch Trubisky. He was Mitch Trubisky until the NFL draft, and then he insisted he's Mitchell.
Oh no, this is like Mike Jordan.
You know how I said you can't change teams after 10?
Yeah, Mike Vick.
When adults start changing their name as adults, that's
totally
not
okay. Totally. You just have the name you have. Here's my problem. I would probably have to glass Mitch from Dazed and Confused dong, and yet that would make me a little uncomfortable because after all he is a minor. Although maybe the actor that played the role,
the actor who looks like the old San Francisco Giants pitcher. What's his name?
Tim.
Yeah.
Tim. What was his name? He's an MVP. Tim.
I know, he was great. I want to say Kirkchin, but that's the writer.
Oh my God! How could I not think of this? He's 5'8". He throws all weird. Yeah, him. The problem for me is, other than there being a fucking huge dude next to me at the urinal, I couldn't pick fucking Mitch Trubisky out of a lineup. I don't know what the fucking guy looks like.
Yeah, I follow college football. I cannot remember what he looks like from last year in college.
No, he's a big, goofy white guy. I would not. If you lined up 10 guys and said, pick out Mitch Trubisky.
Lincecum.
Tim Lincecum. Shouldn't it be Lincecum?
It does. Well,
that pronunciation's always driven me crazy.
A little too much like semen.
Right. Well, yeah, Lincecum. It's got cum at the end. Cum.
Problematic.
Horrible. I'd take Mitch from Dazed and Confused. That movie, I saw it a few years ago, really still holds up. Richard Linklater.
Yes.
Dazed and Confused. One of those movies that you think, oh, it might not be as good anymore, and you watch it again. Still just a fucking fantastic movie.
Speaking of movies, I just read 20 years ago today.
Saw that.
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights. Classic.
Great movie.
Such a good movie.
Holds up well. Oh, well.
So fucking good. Heather Graham. Julianne Moore, Burt Reynolds. Like, you thought that was going to relaunch Burt Reynolds into some shit, and of course it didn't.
Yeah, as it turns out, still not very talented.
He's good in that, though. Bill Macy, all those guys.
Oh, Cheadle?
Who's the guy? Cheadle? Stop calling it pornography. Who's the other guy? Alfred Molina.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Ah, the best. R.I.P.
Fucking idiot.
I was just walking the other day. I can't remember where I was, and I was reminded, or it just came into my brain that Philip Seymour Hoffman is dead.
Yeah.
And I got so fucking bummed out. That's just one of those ones that's such a bummer. That guy was so fucking awesome. Talented.
Always. Always.
Just so good in everything. Anything that guy's in, you're just even watching him.
Even like that mediocre Ben Stiller, Jennifer Aniston movie. He was great
yes,
in it.
Yes. He's great in everything. When he played Art Howe in Moneyball, like everything he's in. That, you know what he's great in is that P.T. Anderson movie where Adam Sandler, Punch Drunk Love.
Punch Drunk Love.
He's kind of like this quasi heavy in that movie. So fucking good. Such a bummer. Miss that guy. And I might have to rewatch Boogie Nights. I haven't seen it in a couple years, and I fucking love that movie.
Great.
Speaking of people that are great, I'm talking about the President of the United States right now. Donald Trump. I don't know if you know it, but that guy, just read his Twitter. He is fucking always accomplishing great shit. He'll tell you.
He's got the best words. Yes. He's great.
What is he up to now? He doesn't really like know how to use punctuation at all. He puts quotes around weird words. A lot of times I'll do that in text just to be funny, like somebody's name to make fun of their name. I'll just put it in quotes. But he does it, but he's the president and he doesn't really know like to put a space after a comma. Yeah,
he doesn't know things.
Yeah. He doesn't really know things and he really spells things wrong a lot, which is weird because it just tells you how to spell shit on there. Like if you mess up, it just fixes it for you most of the time. But other than that, I mean, he's doing a pretty great job. What else is he up to, Ed?
Well, he's actually an accomplished athlete too. Recently, I guess maybe yesterday, South Carolina senator and constant, are we sure he's straight, politician, Lindsey Graham?
Lindsey?
Yeah.
That's one I would put in quotes. Lindsey?
Okay. Well, his first name is the most masculine thing about him. But anyway, they recently played golf, and he took to Twitter to publicly thank the president. Really enjoyed a round of golf with President at Real Donald Trump today, the South Carolina senator tweeted. President Trump shot a 73 in windy and wet conditions. He then followed it up with another pathetic tweet. How bad did he beat me? I did better in the presidential race than today on the golf course.
Oh.
Great fun, great host.
What a cuck.
Now, Brian, what's more pathetic? The fact that Trump's underlings are fawning over his golf game like he's a North Korean supreme leader? Or the fact that that's probably one of the three least political stories I could find this week in sports?
Yeah, we really have. We try not to touch the political third rail here.
But it's three quarters of all news, including sports.
Yeah, it's pervasive, unfortunately. Like, how big of a fucking pussy are you? Like, how subservient are you to this guy? And how afraid of him do you have to be?
Kim Jong-un or Kim Jong-il when they, you know, the old days when somebody claimed he shot like a 19 or something on an 18 holes. Like, murder is on the table. Every day around that guy. Trump, you at least wouldn't think he'd be executed for not lying about his golf game.
Yeah, but he could freeze you out or he could light you up on Twitter. So if you don't kiss his ass and praise his 73, I have serious doubts. Was he playing from the ladies' tees? Even then? There's no way he's shot 73 unless he was fixing a bunch of lies. Like, there's no – I did see him on somewhere. He's like, I'm the best putter. Like, no one's a better putter than me. I'm the best.
I've heard from like a friend of a friend, like because he was part of golf courses in this area. So from Wall Street, like I heard he's an amazing golf player for a regular person.
Right.
Because he plays so much golf.
Yeah.
But 73.
That's a good score.
At 71 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not in, I would say not in great shape.
Right. You know,
less optimal shape than you'd want to be.
Big old titties, and I don't feel like he really to shoot real low like that. You cannot, you can't make any mistakes. You got to fucking hit it down the middle every time. You got to get your greens in regulation. You got to, you know, you can't three putt. You got to just be a fucking stick. I played one time with my dear friend Travis Rogers, who is a bit of a stick, and he shot a 73. And I was like, that's fuck, crazy. That's a good, I mean, and it was like a sort of a shorter course. I think we played the Whites that day and just sort of by accident. And, but still, like anybody that can get around a fucking golf course in only any golf course in only 73 swings.
71 years old.
No, I'm agreeing with you. But it's even if he did, he probably did. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He did shoot 73. But to tweet someone else's golf score.
That's true. Right. Even if it's 100% correct.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I mean, you just sound like such a little bitch. Like, ooh, look what he did. Like, he's my master. I'm so subservient to him. Super, like, not very masculine, Lindsay. In quotes. Quote,
it's Lindsay. Weird, because he does come across as very macho.
Yeah. Okay, what else is going on?
A Westwood, New Jersey man was banned for life from the Pee Wee Football League after he choked his son's 16-year-old coach.
Yeah,
Peter Iapelli went ballistic when the coach of 6 to 8 year olds rotated Iapelli's son out of the quarterback position. After the coach informed the dad he was making the move, Iapelli, 50 years old, approached the team coach and extended his hand. An eyewitness said, "What looked like a handshake turned into a bear hug that turned into a chokehold." Iapelli was arrested and subsequently banned for life from the league. Now, Brian, without seeing any game tape, what are the higher odds? That Iapelli's son becomes a professional quarterback or that Iapelli's son becomes a complete asshole?
I just don't feel like he's really got pro aspirations. Here's the thing is when you're playing youth sports, if you have potential to be a really good athlete, nobody's rotating you out of the quarterback position. Like they'd be like, oh, fucking leave him there. Like he's good. Let's just have him there. What I want to know is this is in Westwood. Is this
I looked it up. It's actually kind of, it's like a half hour from here.
Oh, I was going to say, I was wondering if this was like the suburban Philly part.
No. This is very much a New York suburb.
Yeah.
I looked northern. It up. I don't know it.
Jersey.
The thing is, I don't know neighboring towns around here because the only neighboring town that matters is New York City.
Manhattan.
Right? That's across the river from here, so I don't really look westward. But yeah, it's pretty close.
Would there be a concern if you're coaching Pee Wee football and you're coaching a kid called Iapelli? Like,
when the guy accidentally backed over Gotti's son?
Right. Yes. Like
disappeared that guy.
Yeah. It's like if you won't want to make sure you know who you're dealing with. It's kind of like that time that the Terminator 2. He was playing cards with Tony Soprano. They were just like neighbors or buddies or something. Robert Patrick, and they were playing cards, and then before you knew it, like Tony owned his sporting goods shop and was like laundering money through it.
Gave the SUV to the daughter.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you just gotta know who you're dealing with, I assume. Cause I mean, I know that the mafia, that's just made up. That's not a real thing.
Yeah. There are social clubs in Hoboken that like you look in, you're like, this seems odd.
Right.
This doesn't feel good.
A lot of guys that are their union reps.
Yeah.
They represent the plumbers, the carpenters.
Yeah, that's of the older generation. Hoboken is like yuppies.
Yeah.
And then those guys.
Right.
And then like Puerto Rican.
a lot of guys in like velvety velour tracksuits.
They're real, like there are legit, and I would take a picture, but I Don't do that. But there are like four social clubs.
Right.
Like in town. You're like, what's going on in there?
So yeah, you're like, it's Tuesday at 10:30 in the morning.
When I first moved to town, I went into one because I thought it was a bar. They're like, what are you doing? I was like,
oh, really?
It's a bar? Well, I didn't know what a social club was. I saw a bar and I was like, all right. Because I was going to meet my buddy out and I was like, all right, I'll go out first. I'll find a place and I'll tell you where to go.
Yeah. And they're like,
into a place,
private
like,
club.
This isn't a bar. I was like, oh, it looks like a bar.
Yeah.
They're like, No. You're not looking at a bar.
Irish not welcome.
Nina. No Irish need apply.
Yes. I would. If I were this coach, like I would have maybe not allowed this to make the newspaper. Yeah, this guy sounds like a guy that's a little unhinged, but maybe just, you know, let it go. Like he was having a bad day. He's really had high hopes for his kid, Iapelli Jr.
6 to 8 years old. What importance does the quarterback position
have? They can't even throw. They have to run it every time.
They can't get their arm past their helmet at that. But, you know, this is the first fall in many years that I'm not coaching soccer.
Oh, yeah. What happened with that?
Well, I just retired. I retired.
Oh, you did? You didn't volunteer?
Well, because they're up to fourth and second grade, and I feel like now they're starting, like, there starts to be, like, skills.
Yeah.
And kids do travel soccer, and so what am I going to add?
Oh, no.
Then the coach of my fourth grader is like, sorry, I'm not going to be here for the next 2 weeks. Can anyone coach? And it was like a game of chicken.
Like, right. Everybody starts looking at their shoes.
Yeah, nobody did anything. And then, of course, I was like, I'll coach. And I coached 2 straight weeks of fourth grade soccer.
Won both games?
No.
Oh.
Lost badly in both. But instead of yelling at me, which is pretty much what got me out of it, I was really uncomfortable. There was a dad, like, really laying into his daughter.
Oh, my fucking God.
And that was even worse than, like, yelling at me. Because I can just be like, go fuck yourself. Like, I just had to, like, stand there. And, like, I didn't want to tell him to not talk to his daughter that way. But, like, because he seemed like he wanted to fight. But it was really uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
Parents are the worst.
Yeah, they say, and this is a lot of dads, parents listen to the show, they say that you're not really supposed to review or discuss your kid's performance in youth sports games because they stress about it, and it builds up on them. It causes them anxiety. You're just supposed to say, did you have fun?
Right.
I'm proud of you. That's it.
Right. I like to pick a good moment.
Yeah.
Be like, wow, that was cool when you did. That was great.
Exactly. I like how you stayed down on that ground ball or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
You know, I like that you were up there swinging the bat.
And you could feel like the daughter was really struggling with it.
So sad.
And
the dad
was fucking late. What? Where is your commitment? And it was like, this is wreck. Like, most of these kids are trash. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, including my son. There are a lot of bad athletes here.
Right.
Your daughter has, if she's doing travel on the side, like, you know, keep the instruction there. Like, he was crushing it.
Yeah, like, you're so into it. Just calm down. I used to, I coached both my kids in soccer when they played. And one year my daughter was on a team where there was one girl on our team that was so good that she could have scored, if she wanted to, she could have scored 20 goals a game. Like, she could just dribble around and they were little.
I know those kind of kids. Like, when there's one kid who's just five times, 10 times as good.
Yeah. She could have been playing with, like, you know, they were like six and she could have been playing with like 12 year olds. Like, none of the other kids on either team could even kick the ball. And she was dribbling around. She could run down and score. And I would be like, hey, maybe hang back, you know, like just don't come past midfield after she had like 8 goals in the first quarter or whatever.
Yeah. What's the point?
I'd be like, just stay back on defense. But her dad would like really, like, you know, he was really trying to work with her in the game. Like, it was, like kind of like you're talking about, it was like practice for her. This, she was on this team just to kind of keep her in shape for the other teams that she was on or whatever.
Right. Same and situation.
It's just so uncomfortable. Like, God, dude, like stop trying to live through your kids. Like if they love it, they're going to love it. If you try to force them to love it more, you're only going to burn them out on it and ruin it for them. So just like let them come to it. Let them enjoy it.
Yeah, agreed.
What else is going on?
Well, this was probably the most widely reported sports story from the past weekend.
Yeah.
Video surfaced of Miami Dolphins offensive line coach Chris Forster doing lines of clown powder and professing his love for his pregnant Instagram girlfriend, Kiwana Nijay.
Sure.
She's a model based out of Las Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes. A lot of private modeling. Like, what runways is she walking?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. The term model has really exploded in recent years.
It really, like, if you take lots of pictures of your butt on Instagram, you're a model. You're a model. You take pictures of your butt.
I know something about modeling because I was a child model.
Is that true?
Oh yeah, I did. Like, I did a runway or two.
You did?
Yeah. When my mom, I don't know. No. Like, my mom was one of those like, oh, my kid's so cute. He can model clothes. And like, I did some like local department store modeling shit.
Shut up. This is breaking news.
Oh, I've got a pretty terrible picture of me. But we're talking like, I was 4 or 3. I was
Kid. Let's get that on Instagram. Like, when are we going to see that?
Yeah, I'll find it.
Okay. So this Dolphins O-line coach.
Yeah. So he was... And it was confirmed by people who knew things. He was definitely recording this video in the Dolphins facilities, like in one of the office.
Well,
like one of the offices.
And also, he says, "Like, can you believe I'm doing this at work or something? Going into a meeting?
I'm
like,
about to go into a meeting."
Yeah, what? He's really proud of it.
Do you have?
Yeah, I actually hold on. I think I have the video here. Let's see. Let's see if we can hear this.
Hey, babe, miss you. Thinking about you. How about me going to a meeting and doing this before I go?
That's the inhalation of the cocaine.
Not a lot of gray area here.
It's just big grains falling, but I miss you. I miss you a lot.
This guy's like every cokehead at a party. He's like really into the coke. Notice those big grains falling? Like, what? What are you talking about? No, weirdo. I don't care. Yeah, this does another one. Yeah, going for it.
What do you think? Crazy?
No, babe. Yes.
It'll be a while before we can do this again. I know you're going to keep that baby. But I think about
romantic.
You.
Romantic?
I think about how much I miss you, how we got together, how much fun it was. So much fun.
Wow. This guy's so creepy. Oh my God. Oh, he's got a goatee.
Ay-oh.
He's old as shit, too. How old is this guy? I think he's in his 60s.
Yeah, he looks. I looked up to see if he's still married, and I guess he's been separated for like 10, 12 years, kind of thing. But he got married in 85. Like, he's.
Right. He's old as fuck.
An older gentleman. Yeah.
That's not good for your heart to be doing yayo. Do we know it was yayo? I think I read in the comments that somebody thought it might be crushed up Percocet.
Yeah, that's what you do off your Instagram girlfriends.
That's what he's.
Let's see.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never.
So that sounds about right.
I've never done any cocaine off anybody's genitals.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
My question is, like, what's the end game for posting a video like this? Like, she's pregnant, so she cannot enjoy cocaine unless she's really not caring about that baby. So him just letting her know he's enjoying life, like, you know, mm-hmm. if you're cutting back on the booze, like seeing a friend drink beer doesn't make you happier.
No, it's really, it doesn't seem like it was too well thought out, Ed. I got it.
And then, are we, you know, there was a lot of outrage, and it made me think, are we supposed to be surprised that an offensive line coach does cocaine?
Well, I mean,
isn't that the job?
It's 2017. I didn't think anybody still did cocaine.
Well, you're a 60-year-old offensive line coach. Like, what else is getting you going?
I mean, it's a pretty good paycheck. Although I didn't, it only just now occurred to me. This is Miami. Like, doesn't everybody, don't you go get a Cuban coffee and just do a bump to, like, get going in the morning? Isn't that just pretty common?
Cocaine cowboys.
Yeah. Isn't it like you go in the bathroom at the office and it's like RoboCop where what's his name's just like doing lines in there. Like you're just doing it. Like you're just like, everybody's just doing coke. It's Miami. It's how they do it. What do you think the average NFL offensive line coach pulls down in a year, Ed? Salary. We're talking
like an average guy,
like this guy.
I mean, I think it's a pretty good living. I would say like 800,000.
Oh, right. Like a high. I think that's high.
700, maybe.
I would say like in the 4 range.
Yeah,
would probably be pretty good. I mean, offensive line. That's a pretty useless coach. You don't really
well,
need him.
I actually have an opinion on this. Because the Redskins' previous offensive line coach was this guy, and they were terrible. And then they got the guy Bill Callahan, the Raiders coach.
Oh, he's been reduced to offensive line?
Yes, and their offensive line is really good now.
Was it the same guys?
It's the same guys. So I always wondered where their focus was. Well, apparently the coach in meetings wasn't really giving it his all.
That's could be true. Maybe his mind was elsewhere, like somewhere.
He was on labia in Las Vegas.
Well, yes. Also, like, what's in it for this Instagram model? Like, to put him on blast. Yeah, it was really dumb.
Oh, her excuse really was stupid. It was like, well, I'm trying to show the injustices, racial injustices, that a white coach can do this.
Well,
but
like, I don't
she
think
was trying to tie
it. Can do that. Because he got fired.
He resigned the next day.
Right. I don't think that, like, I don't think that he's, like, making out any better than a black guy would be in the same position. I think
right.
They both
yeah,
just
he
get
was
fired.
Showing the door. And I was, yeah. He's got kids.
Yeah.
And remember, like, how uncomfortable it was to see a sex scene with your parents and just knowing that they know?
Yeah.
His kids know that the dad likes to do cocaine off of a Vegas model's vagina.
Yeah.
Like, what, when he goes to kiss his daughter, they're like, oh, hey, princess. He's like, yeah, you know what?
Come here and give your dad a kiss on the lips.
I know where that mouth has been.
give your old man. I'm going through a hard time, honey. Come over here. First of all, do you have any blow on you? If not, that's fine. I have my own. But if you don't mind, just come over here and give your old dad a nice big kiss on the lips.
No, I'm gonna pass.
That is kind of one of those awkward things. Oh, like, because weed, we're in an era where weed is like more normalized. And I remember when I was in high school, there were people whose parents smoked weed, and it was like,
yeah, my buddy's parents smoked weed, and I was like, they're the coolest people.
Yeah, totally. And I knew people like that, and that they would, you know, kind of like leave a little, let you come pinch their stash or whatever. My parents didn't smoke weed. My parents didn't do anything cool. But now it's like your parents could just smoke weed. Like, they don't have to pretend like they don't smoke weed
in the cool states.
Yeah.
We still have got Chris Christie, not alone.
Oh yeah, yet. Well it's coming. You'll be okay.
It's coming to an end in November.
But I don't like. I'm not really looking to just do a J with the old man.
Yeah,
you know, it's just not. I'm not like really. You know, it's a weird time. You don't. There's just certain things.
Yeah, a beer with the old man is where
sure.
It has to end.
Sure. Yeah, that's like the level. That's like the extreme level. Like, you don't want to talk. You don't want to like. Talk about You don't want to hear about your parents' sex lives, even if it's not with each other. You know, it's like you're just not, there's just certain lines you want drawn. And you definitely don't want to see your dad on the internet just bombing blow lines or Percocet or whatever.
And really being really pathetic. Oh.
Yeah.
I know you'd really love it. Like when your dad puts on his sex voice, like you don't want to be part of that.
No. Now, imagine like those Kardashians.
I'm guessing your children don't hear low talking Brian.
No, they don't. They don't. imagine like those Kardashian kids are going to grow up and they're going to know, you know, like they're just going to know like what happened to mom.
How did mom get famous? I still can't figure it out because she got really famous, but I don't see her doing a lot.
She just hangs out and like organizes her closet.
Yeah, like people just kind of pay her to be. So like she must have done something to get her here.
How did she become so well known? And I was going to do the story right now about the the headline is pumpkin spice smell leads to, and that's all I can see because I've exhausted my Washington Post stories.
I can tell you the story.
Okay, yeah, tell me.
They smelled some sort of pumpkin. They smelled some sort of burning, and they had a school evacuation. It turns out, like one of the teachers was just burning a pumpkin spice candle.
Well, what a monster! When I'm the king, that will be equally as embarrassing as doing cocaine on video and sending it to your stripper Las Vegas girlfriend.
Now, there are a lot of stories that I think you're qualified to talk about, but the guy who microwaves fish probably can't weigh in on olfactory assaults.
I was grocery shopping the other day, and I was like, they had some fresh salmon. Not that farm shit. It's good shit. The real shit. Don't eat that farm shit. They give it pellets to give it the color, and the color is like real kind of like murky. Just don't eat farmed salmon, weirdos. If you don't eat farmed salmon, they'll stop farming salmon. So that's what we want. I was buying some fresh salmon and I got like some halibut. I'm trying to like do like mostly fish for dinner. And I was with Fancy Sauce and she's like, oh, what about this? There's like some ling cod or something from New Zealand. And I'm like, oh, no. I bought that before. And she's like, it's good, right? And I'm like, it's good. But it doesn't really stand up to microwaving. Like certain fishes, you can microwave.
Like all fish.
No. Certain fish, like salmon's not too bad. Any kind of like tuna, fresh, halibut, mahi, sea bass. But certain like rock cod, rockfish. You can't really go a second day with that because you throw it in the microwave to warm it up. Your workmates are not too happy with you. Take it from my experience. The same goes with like Dover sole. It's delicious. Use like a little lemon, some capers, just a flash fry in a hot pan. It's very good. Very nice for dinner, but if you have some leftover and you want to take it to your work with you and warm it up in the microwave, just take it from me. Certain people are going to be pretty unhappy with you.
All people hate you
when you do that. So
all fish, all hatred.
Some fishes are better than others. Now, this whole pumpkin spice phenomenon, and I blame you for this, Ed, because you love fall. Oh, it's fall. We're in fall, the best season. Yeah, it's college football. Hey, I like college football too. But you know what I don't like? It's fucking cinnamon candles being lit everywhere I go. What the fuck is that? Pumpkin spice. That's not even a smell. A pumpkin doesn't have a smell. Those things don't smell like pumpkins. They smell like cinnamon.
I don't know what they're saying with pumpkin spice. Like, it's the spice that goes in pumpkin pie, I guess, but it's
right. Yeah, it's like nutmeg.
I don't know. But I like the smell enough, but like,
no, you don't.
It's gone overboard. But just like microwaving any fish, any and all fish, I don't like when people light candles and like decide that their desire for a smell is your desire for a smell.
I 100% agree.
Microwave fish. You're not. No,
this isn't an odor. I'm very courteous. I make sure I don't buy the Dover sole.
That's the only smelly fish?
No, I don't buy the smelly, or I just don't. I don't have leftovers of the smelly ones. It's only the non inoffensive smelling fishes that I will use for my lunch. Let's find. Okay, it's Betty Crocker. DIY pumpkin spice. Hold on. Pumpkin spice is our go-to ingredient for baking in the fall. It's nutmeg. Even better when it's homemade. Okay, I'm going to give you the ingredients right now.
Cinnamon, nutmeg.
Yeah, I would say. And there's something that's kind of like less sweet. What? Okay. Ground cinnamon. Ginger. That's like the more of the spicy. Nutmeg. Allspice.
This is a real bullshit name.
Yeah, what is it? What is it? Allspice.
Right. Hey, I got a spice. What's it? What kind
of? It's all of them.
Allspice.
Yeah, it's all of them. It's every spice.
Let's make it like an everything bagel.
Yeah. And cloves. And cloves are disgusting. You ever accidentally bite into a clove? Fuck cloves. It's just smoke clove
gum.
Yeah, disgusting.
It's gross. Really.
I will give you this. I love Thanksgiving. And I was at Costco the other day, and they already have the pumpkin pies out. And it's a little early. Like, I get that it's the season when you are eventually going to have a pumpkin pie. But let's save it up. Just because it becomes fall, you don't just start having fucking pumpkin pie every afternoon. No. You save it for Thanksgiving. Like, why is there pumpkin pie out already? Pumpkin pie, delicious. I love pumpkin pie. Delicious,
but so yeah, good. You can't have it in October.
No, you can't. You wait till Thanksgiving.
It's early.
It's early. And there's a whole case of them. Just thousands, hundreds of them there. I don't understand.
We're talking Costco. There are people that will eat cases of pies. Those kind of places attract some serious eaters.
You know how Costco has the samples? And yeah. This fancy sauce, she should change her name to Confrontational Sauce. Because she does always up to have a confrontation with someone. And we're at Costco the other day, she and I. And there was a whole fucking crowd. It was real crowded. It was Sunday night. And
tough time to go shopping.
I had a couple glasses of whiskey the night before.
Yeah.
And so I was not feeling 100%. I wasn't hungover, but I wasn't feeling 100%, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And it was so crowded, it was starting to stress me out. Like I could have used a Xanax or just a couple hits off somebody's doobie.
Or some whiskey.
Yeah, or some whiskey. Just something to even me out a little bit. Because every time I'd be like checking out an item and there'd be somebody 3 inches from me, like looking over my shoulder, checking out the same item. And I'd be like, dude, just move. So anyway, we get in like a traffic jam of samplers. People are waiting to sample something, and we like can't get around them. And Fancy Sauce is like, what do you think it is? And I'm like, I don't know. It's probably fucking cracker or something, tortilla chip.
Like, it's always like some weird dip on a chip.
That's kind of good though. Like if you're getting some dip, you might be like, or taste a good cheese or something. Or sometimes they'll have like a meatball.
You don't know how
or
long it's exposed. I don't go for after samples.
They make it right there. So anyway, that's not the point. I'm like, it's probably like a fucking cracker or something. And she's like, you know what it is? It's probably fucking like bread because we're near the breads. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably bread. And so we go around. And in fact, the sample lady is just toasting white bread. It's just white bread being toasted. And there were probably—
Do people need to sample white bread?
Yes. There were probably 30 people. In like a big ball with their carts in the way, blocking aisles. And I had to like, excuse me, I'm just gonna, pardon me. And I had to like go through. And this fancy sauce is like, oh yeah, exactly. What did I tell you? Bread. I wonder if this is good bread. Real. Everybody's just waiting in line to have a taste of bread. You never tasted bread before? And she's like,
bread shaming.
She's bread shaming. And she's like looking people in the eye as she's going by, like really confronting them. And I'm like, and
I don't think I could deal with that kind of confrontation.
Sometimes I think it's funny when she does that. But the state of mind I was in, I was like, oh my God, can you not? Please just don't. And she's like, what? They need to know. These people need to know. She lives in a world where people have to be educated. Like they need her to tell them, otherwise they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know
that white bread is
right. If she wasn't there to tell.
White bread. That's something you shouldn't crave after the age of 6.
No, it's so bad for you.
But beyond that, it's the worst bread.
Yeah, it's the worst bread. There's so many good breads.
White bread is like, it tastes terrible. And it's terrible for you.
Yes. Like you don't go to a good, like one of those sandwich shops.
Yeah, give me white bread.
Where you live. Like,
no.
I don't feel like.
That's not possible.
The proprietor, if you go in and you're like, give me a prosciutto and a gabagool and a mozzarella. Yeah. And you like have to say all the pronunciations. And then they're like, okay, what do you want that on? And you're like, white. Do you think that the guy would like drop his pen and just like look at you like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
White? He would give the youth soccer chokehold if he did that.
Right. Yes, exactly. He's probably related to that guy. There's a story here about a guy that sent a dick pic to his company's HR manager, but I'm seeing that it's an old story, but it still
but
is.
The general rule is for
dick just don't
pics.
Do it.
Number one, don't do it.
Yeah.
Number two, if you do, make sure that camera is far away. Because remember Draymond Green's dick, and it like there were a lot of weird colors.
Oh
gets blotchy.
He zoomed in. Yeah, was like kind of like purplish, but also like some
looks pink, like a Bob Ross painting.
Areas.
You gotta zoom out.
Yeah, not good. And also, like in general, nobody, unless you're a gay guy, and you're sending a picture of your dick to another gay guy. Nobody wants to see a picture of your dick. It's kind of like sending a video of you doing coke to someone. Like they don't want to see that either. They really, no one's really going to be impressed by your dick or made horny by it unless it's a gay guy. So just in general, whether it's the HR manager at your company or it's some chick from Tinder or whatever, just
equally
refrain from the dick pics.
Equally bad idea.
Yeah, totally agree. Okay.
By the way,
yeah,
the United States did lose to Trinidad.
Breaking news! Spoiler alert: if you've recorded the game, FYI, just Landon Donovan
what
and the boys.
What a time to be a toboggan! Is that what they're called?
I understand that we have a new savior. You know how every couple of years we have a savior.
Yeah, there's Freddie Adu.
Yeah,
Christian Pulls.
That's the guy. Yeah, he's our savior.
Yeah, I've heard.
How come he's not saving us?
Yeah, apparently he's not that much of a savior because we've got Trinidadians and toboggans.
Oh, are they celebrating? Was this game played? Is this a friendly?
I'm not watching. I just clicked over at ESPN to see what was up, and it said FT, which is full time. They can't even just put final. They got to be really
full time. Because it's not like
they count up. There's a lot of bullshit with soccer.
Extra time. Yeah. And the only the guy on the field knows the time.
Right.
But we have the internet.
Right.
No,
it's like, oh, 3 minutes left. And so what, you're supposed to count to 180 or you just kind of hope you've got it figured out? Like,
can't they link the booth? Can't the stadium be linked to the referee's little stopwatch?
You mean like every other sport?
Yeah. Like, can't we all just know the time? Or can we do that thing where like the referee's like Jerry Seaman or
Jerry Seaman, Jerry Mark Bright?
Yeah. Or Mark Bright or Ed Hockley, where they're like, can you reset the play clock to 27 seconds?
That's right.
They could do that in soccer too. Like when they go to extra time, he could just like, you know, tell people, hey, there's 5 minutes and 12 seconds of extra time or whatever.
No. Okay. Sorry about the pitch, guys.
Yeah. R.I.P. American soccer. And I don't, hey, I'm not a hater. I just, it's just, I'm overwhelmed by it. I'm overwhelmed that it's always there. Yeah,
my whole fall is now soccer.
Yeah.
Because my younger son is really good. So
is he?
He's doing travel and fucking rec. So this weekend, I've got like 4 games.
Are you going to have are you guys saving up money for therapy for all the incriminating photographs your wife posts to Facebook of your kids crying or like after you like ruin something for them? Like she really seems to revel in the dark moments. And I got to be honest, I enjoy it.
It brings me happiness. I told her that, like, don't be the person that just bores the shit out of everyone with your kids. So she posts pictures of them crying.
She does a good job. Like when
I post zero pictures. You've never seen me post a picture of my kids.
You know, I know that's your claim to fame. You wrote a book about cereal, A. You're on this podcast, 2. C. You've never posted a picture of your children on social media. Okay. Joining us now, Ed. Yeah. You know her. She comes on. She tells us what's going on in pop culture on this show. Occasionally, she has a conundrum. But most importantly, the most important thing she does in life is she educates people. She tells people what they need to know, that having a sample of white bread is not okay. She often finds these moments.
Can you confirm that this was a line for white bread?
Yeah, Kate, joining us now, our very own pop culture correspondent, Fancy Sauce. How you doing, Fancy?
Have you guys been Kate. Talking smack about me?
Not smack.
No, can you confirm that people were waiting
for white bread? Yeah, confirm my story about what happened at Costco.
I don't know. It might have been multigrain.
No, it was white.
Multigrain is at least something.
No, it was not. It was white. If anything,
it's fucking toast. You've never had toast before.
It could have been a
piece of toast is delicious.
It could have been a
potato loaf. You know, potato bread.
Yeah, like
it was that color.
The way people scamper around for free food samples at Costco.
It's shocking.
Like they're starving refugees. It's so fucking weird, and it just, like, it weirds me out.
If it were a meatball or a chicken wing, I could understand it.
And there's always those people that come up and, like, push in and, like, just grab stuff when you've been,
there's people that are just there for the samples.
I know, it's crazy.
They're just there.
People are monsters. When I was on a trading floor and everybody was overpaid, if somehow there was free pizza one day, there'd be a fucking stampede.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
People are fucking monsters with free shit.
It's true.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, especially when it comes to food.
Well, I like to sample shame.
Yeah. Hey, y'all.
My hobbies.
Here's a fuck, marry, kill. This is for you, Kate.
I'm probably going to kill them all.
Bill Cosby. Harvey Weinstein. Anthony Weiner. That's from our friend Ish, everybody's favorite Ish in Memphis, Tennessee. Kate, what's it going to be? Bill Cosby, fuck, marry, kill. Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein.
Okay.
Anthony Weiner.
I guess I'll have to fuck Weiner. Fuck Weiner's Weiner. Well,
that means you're going to have to marry one of these guys.
And I'm going to marry Harvey.
No.
Have you seen his wife? She's super hot.
Yeah, but
he's so rich.
He doesn't sexually harass his own wife.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking Cos because he's...
Oh, he's about to die.
On the face.
He's about to die.
I'm going
to
marry him.
Yeah. No, you're marrying Harvey Weinstein. And you're going to kill Bill Cosby. Probably.
But I think when you marry, there are certain duties that are expected of that marriage.
Yeah, it means you got to blow him on the regs.
He's probably the most disgusting. He's even more disgusting than Mr. Skin Tag.
I don't have to.
Oh,
do
you
that.
Think so?
You don't
I
have
think
to tell me what
I think
I'm
Weinstein's
do
probably the grossest.
You don't get to tell me what Bill, I'm going to do in my marriage. I'm not going to do any of that stuff.
Bill Cosby for sure has a grosser dick than Harvey Weinstein. I gotta disagree.
You think the skin tags are all over his dick?
Of course, he's got if skin like occasionally I get some skin tags like in my armpits. It's pretty disgusting. But if you have,
you know, you can have those burned off, right?
If you have, I've had them burned off, and you know what they do is they just kind of like sometimes they'll just like cut them off with a little thing.
No, but they do the
hold on.
Nitrous.
All I'm saying is, if you have visible skin tags, you have way more invisible skin tags. You know what I'm saying?
He's you to kiss my skin tags.
Look, no,
it's
not dick. Money in the world.
It's covered in extra skin. Pudding pop.
I also have them all over my balls. My ball sack.
My balls are covered.
I'm going to marry Harvey Weinstein, and I'm probably going to poison him.
He's rich as fuck. Well, no, he's not. He's only into chicks that don't want it. So he would never bother you.
I don't think.
He forces sex on
Georgina
people.
Georgina is sexing him regularly.
Shh. Spoiler alert. I saw in the local news that she's asked for a divorce.
Who? I was going to say, I wonder.
Harvey Weinstein's wife.
I wonder what
she'll never looked at her.
I'm sure we'll
you
get to
Google her because she is beautiful.
Okay.
She's a fashion designer.
We have more email.
She's a label called Marquesa.
Brian, Ed, and Kate. Hoping you guys can help me out.
Probably.
I was in field this weekend and approached a two set. I was peacocking with my turtle shell backpack and ski goggles. So obviously I was feeling it. I was tossing negs.
I don't even understand any of these
words.
Somebody
else is running the game.
I got some indicators of interest from the Uggo one. So I isolated her and really ratcheted up the kino. Having said all this, I'm looking for a really cool name to go by because Dean isn't cutting it. I was thinking the Enigma or Sphix. S-P-H-I-X. Thoughts, Dean, a.k.a. Sphix.
Wait, okay. I didn't understand those words.
Ed,
what was he saying?
Do you remember in the mid-2000s, there was a phenomenon. There was a book written by Neil Strauss. It's called The Game.
Yes, and I do know about that.
I think they've been making it into a movie.
Hella cool guy.
He's
picking up.
So he infiltrated.
I personally read it when it came out.
Yes,
that's where I got my game from.
I've also read it. He infiltrated this. He didn't infiltrate. He just was kind of like intrigued that there was this group of guys,
pickup artists
called call themselves pickup artists. That they sort of turned picking up chicks into a scientific pursuit.
Right.
And they have sort of their own language that Dean clearly speaks. Now, I will say this. The most famous of all the pickup artists, of course, Mystery. Mystery, he got a show on VH1 after The Game came out. They approached him to do a reality show where he trained other pickup artists. So the Enigma, too close to Mystery. Too similar to Mystery.
Sphix is kind of sick.
But Enigma is one of the better words in the English language.
It's a great word, totally. And
great word.
It totally would get some indicators of interest going because it would start a conversation about your name, the Enigma. But
yeah,
Sphix.
I don't think you can do that now. It's so cheesy.
Sphix Enigma is so fucking badass.
Also, pick up Sphix.
Yes. Yes. Pick up Sphix.
Pretty good. I like it.
So good. That is my all-time favorite.
And I did Google
email.
Yeah.
I did Google Georgina. Very impressive.
I told you. She is a hot piece.
She has
sucked also very talented.
Harvey Weinstein's
and successful.
Oh, God. Can you imagine how pathetic she is on the inside for her to be with that dude?
Yes.
I always wondered.
She's at his fucking balls in her mouth.
She had a fledgling fashion label.
Yeah, and she needed somebody to finance it.
And
people make choices.
She married him, and she was, before she knew it, her clothes are, stunning.
Maybe he swept her off her feet.
She was dressing all these movie stars for the red carpet and her creations.
Yeah.
And it's since become, a legit, huge global label.
Do you think it's going to... it's going to suffer.
It's got its own thing going on.
It's going to suffer. Yeah. I encourage anybody that hasn't read the book, Neil Strauss's The Game.
It's pretty
about,
good.
I think it came out in 2005 or something.
2006.
It reads like comedy. It is so fucking funny. And here's the thing about the whole pickup artist thing. It's, and everybody knows a guy like this. These guys are one in a thousand guys. They, if you strike up a conversation with enough chicks, eventually one is going to be into it. Like you're gonna do well with women, and especially if you approach the right kind of women that are receptive to you showing them magic tricks and what are some of the other stuff they do? They would bring a little bag.
Magic tricks.
They would read your palm.
They would like put flint on girls' like sweaters.
Yeah, oh, lint. Yes, lint. Yeah.
And they'd be all like, gross. Yeah. What's that lint?
Because one of the things you do is you have to make yourself seem cool. So you nag so the chick and you go, dumb. Oh my God, so what's that dumb, on your sweater?
It's so funny.
Totally works. So yes, I love the game. Okay, Kate, what is going on in the world of pop culture? What is happening?
I got a couple of relationships. Celebrity relationships.
Oh, I love these.
Updates.
Yep.
So Scott Disick, the Lord.
Lord Disick, yep. Do you know who that is? No.
Scott Disick.
I feel like I've heard this name on the show, but I don't know.
Kourtney Kardashian for years.
He's the father of Kourtney Kourtney Kardashian's children.
Four children?
Right. She's the one that nobody knows.
Yeah, right. She's the least well known.
Yeah. So, and he's like an alcoholic and, you know, likes to get on the pills and the booze.
Yeah.
And he's had a lot of trouble staying sober. Yes. So they've been broken up for a while. And he is now hooked up with Sophia Richie, the 20-year-old daughter of Lionel Richie. And Scott Disick's like maybe 37.
Yeah. Oh, how good would it be to pick up one of those, one of his daughters? Hello? Is it me you're looking for? That's how you do sick. It.
Yeah, that's, see?
I mean, I don't know if this is true, but I did read that
I'll write a book about it.
That Lionel was none too happy about
this. Ed, are you in the pickup community? And did you study under mystery? Because you're clearly would be able to sarge one of the...
A buddy gave me that book.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm out of the game. And like, I don't even want to know what the moves are.
No,
it's just so funny.
It's a good, just comical read because the guys are so sad. And I think Neil has since written another book about his, it's called The Truth.
Yes. About his finding an actual and being in an actual relationship.
And learning who he really was through that whole pickup artist thing. So very interesting. He also has a good podcast, by the way, The Truth Barrel with Neil Strauss and Gabrielle Reese, if you want to listen to that. Okay. What else?
Oh, and my second celeb relationship update is that Kate Hudson, soon to be officially off the market.
She
is now engaged to her boyfriend, Danny Fujikawa, I believe his name is.
Oh, an Asian guy, Japanese.
Mm. You've Googled him.
Is he a director? Has he directed things?
I think he's in a band.
Oh, he's in a band. Danny.
You've looked him up before. I should know this.
It's the first Danny that comes up when I type in Danny. Yeah, hold on. Three things to know about Kate Hudson's new man, Danny Fujikawa.
I did a lot of research on my stories today.
Oh, he doesn't look like a Fujikawa.
He looks part.
Does he?
Japanese or Asian.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he doesn't.
No, not really. I mean, a little bit, I guess. Well, good for him. She's super hot, and she definitely likes to sling it around. She is not afraid to just get out there and fuck. But now it seems like this Danny Fujikawa has tamed her, which is kind of a bummer for the rest of us who are hoping to sarge Kate Hudson in a one set in Kino Escalate.
The big news of the week, moving on, is that singer Nelly has been accused of rape.
Oof.
Was actually taken into custody.
To me, the most shocking thing about this story is that Nelly was on tour.
It's getting hot in here.
Right.
So take a fall.
The Band-Aid on the
stage. Does he still rock
the Band-Aid?
Or is it like, did that get phased out at some point?
I think it would have had to have.
It might have got phased out.
Is he from St. Louis?
He's still so dumb, still wearing that Band-Aid.
I'm not positive, but I'm just guessing that Nelly is from St. Louis.
I think so.
He is. Okay.
I'm not 100% sure.
Right. He rarely mentions it. He doesn't wear really any St. Louis related articles of clothing. So tough to tell.
Wasn't he like a minor league baseball player?
I think so. I think
he's like a good athlete, I think.
Yeah, Nelly.
So I don't know if you know, but a few days ago, I think maybe it was on the weekend, he was accused of raping a woman on his tour bus, the accuser claims Nelly didn't use a condom when he insulted her. Of course, his lawyer is calling BS on the allegations.
Consensual.
But I believe he was taken into custody. So anyway, his girlfriend, whose name is Chantel Jackson, is sticking by him.
Oh, yeah.
Her ex, Floyd Mayweather, so she is a type.
Oh,
wow. Wow.
She's been with Nelly at least since 2014, though, and she is apparently sticking by her man. She also appears in a reality show with Nelly. I'm not sure what network it's on. Oh, it's on E, which I'll probably watch.
Nelly has a reality show?
This Chantel Jackson has a very Kim Kardashian look.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, that is a look. Sorry, I'm looking at Harvey Weinstein's wife here, and she's very attractive.
She is very attractive.
This guy had one hit in like 2000, and he's got reality shows and tours and shit. Yeah, Nelly?
I mean, honestly, enough with the reality.
Can Cisco catch a break? Donk, 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 donk. All night long.
Hot in Here was like super popular. Like it was in the supermarket. Like it was it was everywhere.
And
it for a while.
Super sucks. Okay, Kate, what else?
Apparently, after this woman was assaulted by Nelly, raped actually, apparently, according to the accuser, Nelly offered her money, but she declined. And then a woman came up to her and said, "You got to go," kicked her off the bus and threw $100 at her.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens. That's what happens.
Bad customer service.
So Nelly was arrested early Saturday morning for second degree rape and was released.
What state was this in? Washington.
I believe it was in, it was in Washington. It was a Seattle resident.
Who knows? I mean, it seems dubious.
Might not be.
But it's one of those things, both parties, don't put yourself in that position.
Yes.
Okay, Kate, what else?
I didn't get time to prep this Harvey Weinstein story, so I think I'll talk about it next week.
It's fluid. It's developing. Hold on. No, we're talking about it now.
It's developing.
This Harvey Weinstein, it's come out that he's been accused by,
I will say,
multiple
16 former and current executives and assistants at Weinstein's companies apparently have said they witnessed or had knowledge of unwanted sexual advances and touching at events associated with Weinstein's films and in the workplace.
And now many well-known Gwyneth Paltrow has come out.
Apparently all these 16 people said that the behavior was widely known within both Miramax and the Weinstein company.
Angelina Jolie has said he
I haven't had a chance to catch
sexually
up.
Harassed her.
Donna Karan said something really shitty.
Well, what is wrong with her? Comments about the way women dress.
What is it?
Which is really like
1981?
It really was weird.
We're past that.
That's weird.
We're past that.
Way past it. Catch up, Donna.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, Kate, what else? Yeah, so his career's over.
But when that story, as it trickles out, I feel like some of the things, like everything's getting mixed together. Like one of the stories that was apparently buried like 10 years ago was that he had a guy that would procure working girls for him, wherever he went.
Yeah.
And like, that's a different story.
Totally.
Like, I feel like that marginalizes, like, so he's a shitty husband or something. Like, that's taking away that he's actually doing something terrible to somebody he works with. Like, I feel like they're just throwing shit on the fire right now. But, like, some of the stories are way more important than others.
That's true.
He'll be fine. He still owns 20% of the Weinstein company, and he'll be able to go and invest.
Well, he's rich as fuck.
He'll be able to go and invest
in other
film companies.
And let's not forget, he's the monster that made sure Shakespeare in Love beat Saving Private Ryan for Best Picture.
That's true.
He's a monster.
He's produced a lot of really good movies.
I mean, he's produced all Tarantino's. Yeah. There have been a lot of movies, but he made sure
he's a visionary.
Shakespeare in Love won Best Picture.
Yeah.
He's also a monster.
Yeah, he's a monster.
All right.
I assume that he will go on to and devote his life to his other obvious passion, CrossFit.
Probably.
Okay, Kate. Contest. What else is going on?
I also love celebrity beefs.
Oh, who doesn't?
George Foreman wants to fight Steven Seagal.
Oh, interesting.
Former heavyweight champion George Foreman is challenged.
They're probably similar age, right?
Big screen tough guys.
I would say, I think George Foreman's like in his late 60s. Yeah.
I like the former Foreman went on Twitter for his challenge and said, I challenge you one-on-one. I use boxing. You can use whatever. 10 rounds in Vegas.
So we were all fooled.
Yeah. He said, Foreman replied that he said he doesn't think the martial artist can really fight.
So this, he can't. So this Steven Seagal, he comes around in the 90s, and it was a real, boom time. Boon? Boon or boom? Boon. Boon time for action stars. There was,
well, it's just like there was enough with Stallone and Schwarzenegger. They just had some overflow. There was a little more demand.
And this guy comes along, and he's a fucking action guy. And his whole thing was that he was a black belt in
Aikido,
which turns out he just made up. Like that's
right, so somersaults.
Yeah, that's his thing. And the whole thing was like it's a martial art where you use the other person's momentum against him. So his whole thing was like he would just like you would come at him and he would just like kind of step out of the way.
So corny.
And he would like punch you in the back of the ear as you went by. And it turns out that whole fucking thing was made up. That's not real.
It's so funny.
And how did we get suckered into this?
I guess Foreman got riled up because apparently Siegel made headlines last week for saying that the NFL players kneeling during the national anthem were a joke and an outrage. So George Foreman wants to
Steven
fight
Seagal,
you.
He like lives in Russia now.
Yeah, like he's turned into a Bond villain now.
Yeah, yeah, he's like become.
Where's those blue blockers? He's very odd.
He's become like an honorary Russian citizen.
Chechenian. No, he's like
Chechenian.
He's not even Russian. He's with that anti-gay guy in Chechnya.
He looks fat. He's going the way of Marlon Brando. He's really blown up.
I thought he was like buddies with Putin, or maybe he's trying to get.
But Chechnya is like the handpicked Putin guy.
Oh.
The guy, the MMA anti-gay guy who runs Chechnya has.
Go on. I was just going to play a clip. Continue.
No, he has Seagal over to hang out like all the time.
Oh, right. Yeah, he lives there.
Chechnya is a region of Russian territory. Like, they're all connected.
Right.
But yeah.
Yes.
He's a maniac.
No, he's the worst. But I'm mostly mad at him for making up that Aikido situation. I got the interview here. It's Piers Morgan.
Your current president in the United States. What is your view of Donald Trump and his presidency so far?
He looks like the Count.
I think
he's got his hair painted.
A really unfortunate situation in the sense.
A fake. Widow's
even
Peak.
Though he was democratically elected.
Yeah.
There are so many people out there who don't feel that that's the case.
It looks like he's wearing a cap.
We have just a ton of enemies within. We have.
I want to hear him say
Eddie Munster. He's like a bloated Eddie Munster.
Democrats that have this whole other agenda to kind of.
I just want to hear him say Putin.
Not just the Democrats, but there are,
It's about racial. Division and injustice in America. Do you agree with Trump that it's disrespectful?
Oh, of course he does.
What do you think actually going to one knee is not an entirely disrespectful way of making?
Never mind. Kate, is there anything else?
I think a pretty good sign when you blame the media. That's always a sign that you're in the right.
Yeah, it's your full of shit.
Right, because the media is up to something.
Right,
always.
Always, they have an agenda.
Yeah, last I have some box office news.
Oh.
Blade Runner to 2049.
Yes, the new Blade Runner.
Anticipated film of the year, maybe. The sequel fans of the 82 original have been waiting decades for.
Right.
After it received stellar reviews, it appeared the film would be a home run. That was not the case. The $150 million movie underwhelmed at the box office with $32 million.
Okay, I saw this.
It's divided fans more than any
other. You saw the movie?
No, I didn't see this.
You're either in the camp where you think it's like totally genius or like just overdone.
I've heard it's very good. I ran into my dear friend Jason Stewart, friend of the show Jason Stewart, this weekend, mm-hmm. and he said he saw it. He said it was fantastic. He said it was like one of the best movies I've ever seen.
I thought the first Blade Runner was shit.
Me too. I'm not a sci-fi fan. The first Blade Runner, well, I first saw it like when it came, you know, I was probably like 7 or 8 years old. And I was like, oh my God, this thing's so long and boring. And it's very stylized, like not a great movie, in my opinion. But I was kind of excited, like this new Blade Runner looked kind of cool. But the problem is everyone's like, oh, this movie tanked. It took a shit. It came out right after the worst fucking mass shooting in the history of the United States. People did not feel like going to the movies. Yeah. It was a bad...
Movie theaters aren't so safe.
Right.
Should have pushed the release.
So that it's kind of like, I haven't seen the movie. I can't say whether it's good or bad, but it...
I saw a review. Somebody said they should call it Blade Runner 2049 minutes.
Oh, it's very long.
Yeah.
It might...
Slow and like 3 hours.
It might not be good, but it really had... I knew that when I heard it was coming out, I'm like, oh, it's going to tank because no one's going to go to the movies after what's just happened. Like people aren't feeling celebratory and they don't feel like going out. There was a pall over the country after that. And as you know, that's pretty normal. So I was not shocked that the movie didn't do well. And I just feel like, you know, it didn't really get a chance.
And isn't Harrison Ford supposed to be a robot and yet he's like a lot older?
Spoiler alert. He was a replicant in the first one. Like that's the big reveal. Ages. That's the big reveal. He's out there hunting these replicants. And then you learn at the end, he was one.
Are you guys going to go check out or have you checked out the new Star Wars trailer?
No. I couldn't be less interested.
I did check it out.
You did?
Ed, what did you think?
Yeah. Does it look good?
I mean, it looked like a Star Wars movie. Right. Like, I find those movies fun, but I am not, like, in the camp of, like, overanalyzing and really giving a shit. Like, it's going to be, like, a fun adventure movie for 2 hours, and then that's it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It comes out December 15th.
Like, I do like the movies, but I am not, like, part of that universe.
No. It is kind of weird that there is this whole... like adults that are into Star Wars thing.
But I've liked the last couple. I have enjoyed them.
The best one was that most recent one.
The Rogue One.
Yeah, Rogue One.
Oh, I don't think I saw that.
No.
Lots of death.
I took the boy to see it and it was like a little more. There was a blind Chinese guy that was real badass in it. Mm-hmm. And there was a little Latino dude and that woman that's married to Stephen Hawking.
Mama Tambien.
Right. Yeah. Diego Luna.
Diego Luna. Yeah. Not Gail Garcia.
No. And the woman that's married to Stephen Hawking was in it. And she was very good.
She was the star.
Right.
Hawking's wife was the star.
Right. Felicity. Mrs. Hawking. Felicity Huffman.
Hawking.
No,
you're pretty sure her name's Hawking.
Felicity Redmayne. She's married to the guy that played Stephen Hawking.
Right. Redmayne.
Redmayne.
Felicity Jones.
Felicity Jones.
Brian always thinks they're married in real life. I'm like, no, just
she's
in
the definitely
movie.
Hawking.
Yeah, she's married to Stephen Hawking, the guy that played Stephen Hawking, Eddie Redmayne.
No, he has a different wife.
Oh.
Well, no, he's dressed like a woman in the recent movie, right?
Yeah. He was in a movie where with Julianne Moore. Where she was his son, but they fucked.
What was that called?
She likes getting after it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well, this is the kind of movie I need to see.
Barbara the Bakelite.
I don't know what that movie was called, but I cannot recommend it. Like, yeah, they kind of do have sex,
I like that movie.
But it was like so long and boring, and there was so much talking in it. And they just
Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah. And the mom and the son only have sex at the end. And it's kind of like the son is really trying to have sex with another guy. And it was just so not worth it. Such a bummer. I love Julianne Moore and anything with Julianne Moore I'm a fan of, especially if she's undresses and gets sexual, but not a fan of this one. Cannot recommend it. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's me over and out.
Okay. I'll let you guys know next week if Kate sorts anybody out on their sample choices.
Don't take shit from the white bread people.
I will make a video of it next time because people will want to see. Okay, excellent job all the way around. Ed Daly, thank you.
Great job, us.
Kate McManus, thank you.
Hey, thank you guys.
For Ed Daly and Kate McManus, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 190 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Thank you.